Okay, I am here with Jordan and Larissa. They are going to be at the Edmonton Fringe Festival. This is amazing. You're doing something called Moonshine. Can you tell me a little bit about what Moonshine is?
Moonshine is a storytelling show with live music, and it's like a raucous Ukrainian kitchen party if a Ukrainian kitchen party was in a fried chicken shop. Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you had me at fried chicken. Really?
It's so good, too. We had dinner a couple nights ago.
Oh, yeah, we got a little sample the other day, didn't we?
Yeah. So tell me, you know, when I went to the media launch for Fringe Festival, they had everyone do, you have 1 minute and tell me why I should go. You have 1 minute. Now tell me why I should go.
I have 1 minute. This is a show that is almost 10 years in the making. It began as a one-woman show, and at its core, all I needed was a place to sit, my violin, and a bottle of moonshine. But now it's a five-member actor-musician show. We have violin, guitar, mandolin, ukulele, accordion, cymbale, percussion instruments.
And five bottles of moonshine.
Five bottles of moonshine instead of one.
This sounds dangerous.
And we are doing the show. It's an immersive setting. It's at Waffle Bird Restaurant. This is their first year producing at Fringe. And they've even made a menu item to pair with our show called the Yuki. And it's a licensed restaurant. So our show is framed by five toasts, because in Ukrainian culture, we are very much a celebratory toasting culture. Mm-hmm. And so the restaurant audience members for this version can join us in all of the celebration and all the toasts. Drinking is optional. There are NA options as well as alcoholic.
Okay, I don't feel like I've ever been to a Fringe show and it's been in a restaurant and I get to eat or drink whatever I want to drink. This sounds very special and quite unique.
Thank you. I'm so pumped.
And so you said they're singing. What's kind of the storyline around it?
So the very first iteration of Moonshine was a 15-minute set, and it was me sharing stories about going to Ukraine, meeting my family, but also meeting all these incredible people there and musicians, and how we connected over our shared love of our culture and our music. So it's about community. And each time that I've done the show since, audience members, whether they're Ukrainian or not, have come up to speak with me about their own heritage or their desire to connect more with their heritage and to connect more with community. So I find that even though we are very Ukrainian and this is a Ukrainian-focused show, it's universal in the sense that all cultures share community and share love for food and drink and music.
Yeah, and getting back to your roots, even from an Indigenous perspective, is so important. Understanding your own culture and being ingrained in that. And then also learning about other peoples. So I think that's so important. So do you have, like, there's a guitar here in studio. I'm pretty excited.
This is my emotional support animal, actually.
Yeah. So it's not, we're not going to hear any music out of it. Is that what's happening here?
No.
Do you guys want to do something, a little something for
us? I'd love to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great,
okay, and will this be performed at the show?
Yeah, so this is a song called Samohonka, and Samohonka means homebrew or moonshine. Nice. And Jordan, yeah, I wrote it 4 days ago.
I sent a draft over, like, hey, we could do something like this. It's like, yeah, that's perfect, done.
Yeah.
I love when creative collaboration happens so easily. And so, Jordan, what's kind of your role in the show?
I am one of the many very talented musicians that are in this show. We have a really cool cast, which is sweet. But I'm, I'm music director, I guess.
Yeah, you're music director.
Yeah, that's official. It's weird for me saying
Here's
that.
Your
I
credit.
Feel pompous doing that. Thank you. Yes, I'm the music director.
How we've come up with titles right here live.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the music director. I got a promotion, which is great. But no, the reason I'm hesitant about it is because it has been a very collaborative process and everything that we're doing, and it's been super quick and us pulling everything together. But I'll be playing and maybe doing a little bit of acting too in the show, and we're. It's the last few days we've been rehearsing have just been us trying out different things, like hearing some traditional arrangements that we've had. Like there's songs that Poho's done solo by herself for the previous iterations of the show. We found ways to actually bring it to having more of a band experience. We're able to explore some more dynamics in the show by having, you know, okay, now we have five different people who can play different instruments. And then sometimes we're passing instruments around and be like, okay, no, I'm going to do this one and you do this one this time. And it's a lot of energy in the room, and it's so exciting.
I love that. So is that Like, how many different instruments do you have playing? You said there's five people now.
There are five people. There's also, between us, we discovered we have three accordions. You can never have too many accordions.
Okay. This only happens in certain cultures where you have too many accordions.
Never too many.
Okay.
We love it. And how many guitars?
Oh, at least two guitars.
At least two guitars.
When I walked in, because I came a couple days into our rehearsals, and I have this whole like kit that I set up. So I have my like cymbala, like the hammered dulcimer to my left, and then a whole myriad of small little like percussive and like little tiny Ukrainian doohickey instruments in front of me, and all neatly packed into a toolbox, and then my guitars, and then the little tiny mini cymbala, the petapeluchka, and like there's a lot of
You brought the talinka and the sopilka.
The talinka, the sopilka, yeah, which are like flute kind of recorder sounding instruments.
We also instead of bringing in a drum kit, our drummer just attached his pedal to his accordion case. And
brilliant.
It's so brilliant. And then I think my favorite. So the cast, we have myself, Larissa Poho, and Jordan Welburn. And then from Edmonton, we've got Billy Brown, Scott Schplay, and local singer-songwriter Marissa Kay. So we're featuring two of Marissa's original songs from an album she just released about a week ago.
Amazing.
And with Marissa, I think my favorite aspect of the show is she's an amazing keyboard player. But we won't let her play keys. We will only let her play accordion, which she's never played before. But she picked it up and was amazing. And I was like, that's it. You're an accordion player now.
Wait for her next album to drop, okay?
All accordion.
It's really hilarious because she's like, and then just like absolutely aces it. And same thing, like there's so much like adaptability and comfort and talent in that group too, because Billy as well. We were curious about her orchestration. I was like, how would you feel about playing the cymbala? He's like, oh, yeah, for sure. Just sits down and we start working on it. And he's like, right then and there. The eagerness to be like, yeah, I'll try that instrument I've never played before in my life and perform it next week.
And just crush it.
And just.
That's what I love really about cool. musicians and artists and all that creative pieces is really the willingness to try.
Yeah.
Right? And be creative and be like, and you're in an environment, obviously, where you are all so supportive. And that's when we can take those big risks. So I want to hear some music then. You're talking about all these amazing instruments. You now just have the guitar here, but I'll love that.
I'll muster something up.
You can muster something up with a song. What's the song called?
Samohonka.
Samohonka. Samohonka. Самосіла самогонкою, спохлядаюся.
Самогонку, самогонку, ще налинам самогонку. До дня пиймо, через ночку гуляєм, гей. Самогонку, самогонку, ще налинам самогонку. До дня пиймо, через ночку гуляєм, гей.
Сама жила з родиною, з товаришами, сама почувалася.
Самогонку, самогонку, ще налинам самогонку, до дня пимо, через ночку гуляєм, гей. Самогонку, самогонку, ще налинам самогонку, до дня пиймо, через ночку гуляєм, гей. Самогонку, самогонку, ще налинам самогонку, до дня пиймо, через ночку гуляєм, гей. Самогонку, самогонку, ще налинам самогонку, до дня пиймо, через ночку гуляєм, гей.
I had chills over that harmony.
Thank you.
Such great harmony.
Thank you so much.
I had no idea what you were saying, and I was like, all in. I was like, all in that harmony. I got chills. I was like, oh. And also, it's like we're in studio, so I feel like you guys were playing and singing to me, and
absolutely
we're on an awkward private first show. Date. It was great.
Most perfect first date. Yeah. Yeah. We get a second date now.
Yeah, did we get a second date?
I mean, always, yes. This was great. You're going to be at the Edmonton Fringe Festival. I know your dates are August 14th to the 21st.
Yes.
Waffle Bird, which I love that it's going to be at a restaurant because you can also eat and experience this amazing piece and learn about another culture or maybe dive into your own culture about those things. And it's called Moonshine. You got to check this out. Any other things that you want to share about it?
I mean, get your tickets. They're selling.
They're selling fast. Like, the one thing about the Ukrainian community that I'm really lucky in terms of our marketing, when we go, we've been targeting outside of Fringe because the Ukrainian community in Alberta is massive.
It's massive, actually.
So, yeah, we're more than a quarter sold out, and Fringe hasn't started yet.
Which actually is quite huge.
Yes.
That's huge for Fringe.
Yes.
So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Congratulations, and thank you, Ukrainian culture, for coming out for this, because it's amazing. But I also really encourage everybody else. This was, I can't even believe that you did this song, what, 4 days ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is still technically the draft in my mind. I'm like, yeah. When are we going to finish? I see, we're done.
We have rehearsal tonight.
It's on radio. It's done now.
Yeah, that's right.
It's done now.
Recorded, technically.
Thank you both for coming in. This is so incredible. I can't wait. I'm going to have to go get my tickets before they're sold out. So this is great. Thank you so much. We'll see you in studio again for a second date.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Raven.
Thank you.